Hi there. Welcome back to lesson 10. And we're going to be talking, this is your final lesson other than your bonus lesson. We're going to be talking about water as a survival tool and what water's guidance is for your future. Well, much like your ninth lesson where I had you pull up a video of fire, I want you to do the very same in this instance. So that you're actually looking at either a waterfall or some ocean water. Whatever you're looking at, whether it be on your phone, your iPad, your laptop, just something that has movement so that as you're listening to my voice, you're able to see the water and to really get the full experience of what I'm trying to share and the points that I'm trying to make in this lesson. So if you haven't done that, pause this recording right now and go and pull up a video of moving water that you can be watching for the next 8 to 10 minutes while we go through the lesson. Okay. Let's talk about water. Water is probably the most life-sustaining gift of Mother Earth and its interconnection with all living beings. It sustains us, it flows between us, it flows within us, and it replenishes us. That's a lot of us's. Water is the blood of Mother Earth, as it's said, and as such, cleanses not only herself, but she cleanses all living things with water. Now, water comes in many forms, and they're all needed for health of Mother Earth and for our health. And the sacred water element teaches us that we can have great strength to transform even the tallest mountain while being soft, pliable, and flexible. And water teaches us the spiritual teaching that we too can flow into the great ocean at the end of our lifelong journey. Water shapes the land and gives us the greatest gifts of the rivers and the lakes and the ice and the ocean. And water itself is the home of many living things that contribute to the health and the well-being of everything that is not in and outside of the water. So we think about water and our spirituality. And I mean, there's so many scientific things and facts about water that are way above my knowledge or expertise. But one of the things I do know is that spiritually, water helps us identify who we are at the core of our being. And I know that because our entire lives, even when we're in the womb, we are surrounded by fluid, by water. So as human beings, water is something that has been used since the beginning of time, since humans have used them for water rituals and practices and health benefits for our spiritual, mental, and emotional health. And here in this lesson, I'm going to give you a lot of like practical ways that you can use water. And then we're going to talk at the end about one of the spiritual ways in which I think that water would be life-changing and amazing for you to be able to receive guidance and connection from and through. Well, the biggest thing, there's a huge debate as to whether you're supposed to drink your water warm, whether you're supposed to drink it hot, whether you're supposed to drink it cold. One of the things that they say about water being drank warm is because then your body does not have to convert the temperature. It can just begin the healing right away. But something else we know about water, especially having it at the beginning of our day, is that if you put ginger, a slice of lemon, or some cinnamon stick, this can really help with your digestion, with your flow, with your energy, with your health and vitality, because you're then taking herbs and the element of nature, you're taking the element of Mother Earth, such as in wild herbs or things that are grown even by man, and putting them into your water, you're able to amplify the healing properties that the water has to give to you. The other thing is that they say that drinking water from a copper vessel will positively charge the water, and it has the ability to balance you. So it's believed to heal wounds, to slow aging, to fight cancer, to combat arthritis. There's a lot of health benefits if you look into this by drinking water from copper that can really charge that water to bring a lot of balance to you. And if you think about it, as we went through time, copper was one of the things that we're using many, 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 many years ago. And we definitely know now that as we're putting our water into plastic, we're starting to see some of the big effects that we're having on our bodies mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, and those side effects. So look it up. It's just something to note that if you were using copper, would that positively make an impact on you and make some changes? The other thing is that a lot of people will use water in a neti pot, and they'll say that a saltwater nasal rinse will not only prevent sinus infection, it also enhances your breathing. And my dad used to do this a lot. He thought it was just amazing and it would just cleanse and clean him out completely. And he just felt like he was just refreshed afterwards. And if you think about it, also something that you don't hear much about, but that was used many, many, many years ago. How many of you have heard about the flotation therapy? Now, this seems like a new thing, but did you know back in Greece and in biblical times, and even before that, the Romans would have these amazing saltwater baths where they would just literally float. And going to the bathhouse was just part of like going to church. It was just part of a ritual that they did in order to cleanse themselves, to release tension. You know, it's funny to me that we live in such a high stress technical world. And yet years ago, when things were not as fast paced and were not the way they are then, they absolutely were so focused on relaxation and love and health and wellness and body care, and all of those things just meant so much to them. And somehow I can't help but think that we've just gotten so far ahead of ourselves that we're depriving ourselves from the benefits that the earth has to offer us, and definitely water being one of them. And you hear about taking hot plunges or taking cold plunges, and people having ice baths and saying that it's increasing circulation and speeding their healing and taking down inflammation in their body and boosting their immune system. So that's huge. We also have something now that you can do called water massage. So that's all about floating in the warm water while you're being massaged at the same time. Haven't done it, but you can definitely sign me up, and I can see how that would be beneficial. And then, you know, we don't just have water, we also have steam. And steam is something that can also detoxify you and can help you sweat out your toxins and release impurities in your body. So you have to think, when you're in survival mode, you're going to come up with a lot of different ways and means and things that you can be doing to bring health and healing into your mind, your body, and your spirit by using water and by using those healing abilities that you have mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so if you think about water, the benefits of it, you think about the ocean. You know, I remember telling my students that my grandmother used to send us down to the ocean. And sure, she could have ran tap water and she could have added salt into that tap water, but she would go down to the ocean and she would have us fill up large tubs of water right from the ocean to put her feet into. And not only would it decrease the swelling and help her feet feel better, but it would also just make her feel good. She couldn't get physically to the ocean. She couldn't get down there. So it helped release serotonin, and it alleviated sadness, and it relieved stress for her and increased her energy for her. It was just definitely something that was so powerful to her, and it meant so much to her, because if you're not physically able to get to something or to someone where you need to be, I know that Tamara, my assistant, recently brought me back some water from that very same beach when she went to the island to visit, and she truly made my entire year just by bringing me back mason jars filled with ocean water. It meant so much to me, because I wasn't able, through COVID and everything happening, to get to the ocean and to get to my mom's beach. I needed that. I needed to smell that water and to feel that water, and just to have it with me and around me meant so much to me. So then the other thing is, we have to respect the water you drink. And a lot of people talk about praying over their water and how important it is to them to pray over their water, because they believe that this recharges the water. And I believe you should pray over your food, you should pray over your water, you should pray over your bed, you should pray over your pills. I'm all about the power and the energy of prayer, and I definitely think that that's something that everybody should do. And by blessing your water, you're expressing gratitude for the nourishment that's going into your body. So just take a moment to visualize it passing through your body and leaving all of its calming, cleansing properties behind. And those visualizations are huge, especially if you're in survival mode. And then we have showering and bathing and getting in to cleanse the energetic, physical, emotional. You just don't have dirt on you when you go outside. You know, you just don't have dirt and dust on the outside of you. You can collect dirt and debris and energetic dirt and debris on the inside of you. And that shower, that physical release and seeing that water go down the drain is everything. But last but not least, I want to talk about the water as a visualization tool. So right now, as you're looking at that water, I just want you to take a deep breath as you're looking at the video that I asked you to pull up. And I just want you to exhale and take a deep breath and just look into the water. And I want you to just feel this sense of peace and trust that's coming over you. And I want you to ask Spirit if there's any messages or guidance for you in that water. Just like when you looked into the fire, that water is able to honor you and to give back to you in exactly the same way. And I don't know why, but for me, water always feels connected to the moon, so very feminine. So I always call water a she. So feeling like she's able to replenish you, she's able to you know, really build you back up again, but to show you some guidance. And those might be images, those might be things that you see, those might be things that you feel. There could be all kinds of ways that that water is really replenishing you and giving back to you. And so just asking Mother Earth and asking the water to grace you with this love and to bring that love forward for you, I think it's just huge that you could trust her and believe that water to give you that gift and that healing in this moment. Whether you're seeing a book, whether you're seeing a horse, whether you're seeing an animal in the water, whether you're just allowing your mind to relax. The thing is that if we're in a survival mode and you take away radios and you take away TVs and you take away everything that we're used to getting our information from, the places that you're going to receive your guidance will either be the fire or the water, will either be the moon or the stars, will either be the wind or the air. Nature and what's around you is going to be the only thing that you're going to have to guide yourself. And so tuning in and knowing how to get sensitive and connected is going to be the biggest and most life-changing thing for you. That's what this entire course and program was about. How are you going to use Mother Earth to help you survive? Because I promise you that it takes more than a few granola bars, some water, some heat, some shelter. Those are the basic needs, and you can get that in any survival course. What you need to know is how to go beyond the basics so that not only will you survive, but you will thrive. I really, truly hope you enjoy this course and this lesson. There is a bonus lesson that I hope that you'll listen to, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.